So we are doing our Christmas theme week.
Oh, yeah,
and today we are going to talk about Christmas lights. I know you love Christmas lights. You go all out with your Christmas lights, as I understand.
Stop.
You hate Christmas lights. You are such a Grinch.
Knots, but you know what?
Is it because of your neighbor that goes all out and you just feel like you could never compare, so you just give up? Is that what it is?
Yeah, so two houses down, the guy goes all out. Now this year, I think, is the first time he's on a list. You saw him on a list.
Yes, I saw him on a list.
The address. You said, that's near Mark's house.
Yeah.
And every day when I go home now, there's a couple of cars at least lined up watching his Christmas lights and listening to the music, which incidentally you don't need to listen to on the radio. Because they have a speaker outside.
Oh, how nice.
So you can
how nice
hear
of
it.
Them.
It's very nice of them.
Yeah, wow.
To share that with the neighborhood.
Very nice. So the Christmas tree was adopted in upper-class homes in 18th century Germany, where it was occasionally decorated with candles, which at the time was a comparatively expensive light source.
Yes.
Candles for the tree were glued with melted wax to a tree branch or attached by pins. How every house in Germany didn't burn down with candles attached to a pine tree, I don't know.
It does seem it might be a bit dangerous.
Yes. So early electric Christmas lights were introduced with electrification beginning in the 1880s.
I will say I have a pre-lit Christmas tree.
Yeah, me too.
And they're dreadful.
Oh.
None of them work. I have to string up new lights on my pre-lit Christmas tree. So I may go back to the candle thing and risk burning the house down.
I mean.
It's more dependable.
I guess.
I mean, you got that.
I mean, I don't know.
What?
I don't know. So the first known electrically illuminated Christmas tree was the creation of a guy named Edward H. Johnson, who was an associate of Thomas Edison.
Associate.
He was vice president of the Edison Electric Light Company, which is a predecessor of today's Con Edison, he had Christmas tree light bulbs especially made for him.
Oh.
He proudly displayed his Christmas tree, which was hand-wired with 80 red, white, and blue electric incandescent light bulbs the size of walnuts on December 22nd, 1882 at his home on Fifth Avenue in New York City.
Or what, are walnuts this big?
Yeah.
Is it about a walnut?
Two. Yeah.
Okay.
So local newspapers ignored the story, seeing it as a publicity stunt.
Oh, yeah.
However, it was published by a Detroit newspaper reporter, and Johnson has become widely regarded as the father of electric Christmas tree lights.
There you go.
Wow.
That's an honor.
What a title.
Yeah.
By 1900, businesses started stringing up Christmas lights behind their windows. Christmas lights were too expensive for the average person.
Oh, yeah.
As such, electric Christmas lights did not become the majority replacement for candles until 1930.
Relatively
recently.
Yeah.
So Benjamin Harrison was the first to have a Christmas tree in the White House in 1889, but it wasn't until 1895, 4 years after the White House was wired with electricity, that Grover Cleveland requested the first family's tree be adorned with hundreds of multicolored bulbs.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Our 24th president is credited with warming the public to the idea of electric Christmas lights. At the time, many people mistrusted electricity and thought the dangerous vapors would seep into their homes through the lights and wires.
See, you know, so they did this all without the internet, which is really amazing that they could do that back then.
Right.
The vapors?
Dangerous vapors would seep into their homes through the lights and the wires.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that does happen. I don't know.
Well, it was either that or burn your house down with candles on your tree. So,
and again,
you know,
not opposed.
By 1900, it could cost as much as $300 to pay for the lights, a generator, and a wireman's services to illuminate a Christmas tree with electric lights.
What do you need a wireman's what? I got to bring a union guy in?
Yes. Jeez. A breakthrough came in 1903 when General Electric offered the first pre-wired 8-socket strings of lights.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, world changed.
From that point on, electrically illuminated Christmas trees, only indoors, grew with mounting enthusiasm in the U.S. and elsewhere. San Diego in 1904, Appleton, Wisconsin in 1909, and New York City in 1912 were the first recorded instances of the use of Christmas lights outside.
Oh.
Though General Electric sponsored community lighting competitions during the 1920s, it would take until the mid-1950s for the use of such lights to be adopted by average households.
Interesting.
Outdoor lighting outfits for the home were offered in quantity starting in the 1930s. By the 1960s, with the popularity of tract housing in the U.S., it became increasingly common to outline the house, particularly the eaves, with
eaves.
Weatherproof Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today it is estimated
Are your eaves lit?
Yes, they're on the eaves.
How do you get them so crisp on the eaves?
You buy a plastic thing to do it.
But how does it hold it? How do they not sag?
I don't know. I don't put the Christmas lights up.
I got questions. That's not my responsibility. I'm going to Google this.
So today it is estimated that more than 150 million light sets are sold in America each year, with more than 80 million homes decorated with holiday lights, except Mark's. The gay family from LaGrangeville, New York, is giving Clark Griswold a run for his money.
Yeah.
They hold the Guinness World Record for most lights on a residential property with 601,736 Christmas lights.
You can hear the meter going around.
Oh, yeah. You think their neighbors love that or what?
Wow.
Yeah. The most lights on a Christmas tree is 194,672 and was achieved in Belgium in December of 2010. There were a grand total of 350 garlands measuring over 9 feet long and fitted with 576 lights hung on the glistening tree.
Well, my tree has a lot of lights on it. Half of them aren't working because the pre-lit ones don't light up at all.
Yeah, but do you put 350? Could you even fit 350?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's just two very long strands to go around.
Yeah.
And it's stressful because when you're doing it, what if you get near the end but you don't have enough left? Mm. You have to undo it all and do it again.
Such a Grinch.
I know. I'm trying not to be this year, too.
Are you?
I'm really trying hard. And I think
this is you trying hard not to be a Grinch.
I've improved greatly.
Okay.
You picked out a record to go along with Christmas lights, did you?
Yeah. So, you know, there's videos of Christmas lights set to music all over the internet. And I feel like the song that they always use, or a lot of the time they use, is Wizards in Winter.
Oh, yeah.
By Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Wizards in Winter on Legends 102.7, 428. Sarah, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Christmas lights.
Yes.
And there are many, many, many Christmas light display set to that song.
There's your art. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, before electric Christmas lights, Christmas trees were decorated with candles.
President Grover Cleveland was the first to have an electrically lit Christmas tree in the White House.
And Christmas lights weren't used by average households until the mid-1950s.
Just above average households before that, please. Wonderful, Sarah. That was very enlightening. I can't believe people used to just...
Did you say that on purpose? Enlightening?
Oh, my gosh.
That was good.
I'm the cleverest person on the radio.
Pun fully intended.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't believe people used to glue lit candles to their live Christmas tree inside their home.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonder anyone survived, right?
How are we still here?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Folks want to learn more about Christmas lights. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. You got it. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today for this.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Cannot wait. So much more to learn about Christmas, and we'll do it. We'll do more tomorrow. Dave Edmonds on the way. We've got some yellow in just a few minutes here on Legends 1027. Traffic next.